So the chairperson and founder of African Rainbow Energy Power, that's Patrice Motsepe, has denied allegations that the unbundling of Eskom will benefit his firm. There have been claims that President Cyril Ramaphosa's announcement on the utility would benefit Motsepe through the Energy Department. Both Energy Minister Jeff Radebe and Ramaphosa are Motsepe's in-laws. Let's speak to EWN reporter Khomotso Modise, who was at that press briefing this morning. Khomotso, thank you so much for your time. Good afternoon to you. So what did Patrice Motsepe say?
I mean, most of the press briefing today at Clement was addressed by the CEO of AREPA, African Rainbow Energy and Power. That's Mr. Brian Damas. And he spoke mostly with regard, you know, to their denial, their blatant denial of any, you know, benefiting from what would be unbundling, you know, of Eskom, as we've heard from the president. So, I mean, Clement, what was said today mainly was, you know, an explanation as to how much you know, of a stake does RF actually have in government, in the Department of Energy, through the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producer Program. And we learned today that, you know, AREPA actually only had 800 million rand, 3.9% of the total equity. And this is according to Mr. Brian Damas. And he says the entire project is actually 20.6 billion rand. So the stake that AREPA actually has in this project is only 10%. And they're saying that, you know, that attests to the fact that AREPA does not participate in the Department of Energy's project relating to the provision of the electricity of Eskom, you know, that we've seen previously, and that all the deals that they have with the department are facilitated through privately owned companies and not through government. And so they wouldn't directly benefit from the so-called, you know, partial privatization of Eskom.
Okay, so from what I'm understanding then is that they're not necessarily distancing themselves and saying they have no links to projects around renewable energy, but what they say is they get these from the private sector in a bidding process. But reading from a statement, I see that Damas also said that Motsepe did not support privatization of Eskom and would not buy any assets of the power utility if they were sold off.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So, you know, this is a direct quote from Motsepe, having said that initially he's never supported the privatization of Eskom or the sale of any of his entities. And as a result, will his company, AREP, or any of his companies that he's associated with, will therefore not participate or be part of any sale or disposal of any entities or assets of Eskom. And so this is a, you know, a sort of distancing, you know, themselves from any link whether when Eskom will be unbundled, having said, you know, that we will not be benefiting, and we want to show you that we will not be benefiting by saying that we want no stake in the sale or disposal of entities or assets.
All right, look, thank you so much for your time. EWN reporter Khomotso Modise speaking to us there about that press briefing that was held earlier by Patrice Motsepe. What do you make of that? Hey, give me your reaction on 0118830702 0214460567.